Unit 4, page 22. Listen to the passage.
Good morning. Today we are going to look at some new developments in books. And I hope I can get you as excited as I am about the new world of reading. The fact that you are here is a sign that you are book lovers. Let's hear from you. What your favorite books are.
How can we select just one book? I love so many books.
It doesn't have to be your number one favorite then. Just a book that you really enjoyed and would like to share with everyone.
Okay then, The Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. That has to be in my top 10 favorite books.
I love that book too. I've read it twice.
Add another book to the list then.
I'll add one of my all-time favourite books, Robinson Crusoe, by Daniel Defoe.
I have to say that I am also a Robinson Crusoe fan. Anyone else?
Well, I think the number one best-selling book of all time has to be the Bible, is it?
Yep, you are right. The Bible has sold somewhere between 2.5 to over 6 billion copies in various languages. That's a lot of parchment. Here's another question. Where do you get your books?
Well, I can't afford to buy books at the rate that I read them, so I go to the library once a week. Luckily, I live near a very well-stocked library. I've already read most of the classics, so in a large library there are always new books to choose from. I also borrow books from friends.
I go to a second-hand bookstore and search for hidden treasures. I keep discovering great authors that I've never read. Once I find authors I like, I look for all of their books. If a book disappoints me, I take it back to the store and get a 50% refund to use to buy more books. I'm the girl whom friends borrow books from.
All of my friends know that I only want gift certificates to bookstores for my birthday. So I go once a year after my birthday and stock up on the newest bestsellers.
I have spent years in bookstores, libraries, and book clubs, and I am now going to show you the ultimate in reading experience. Forget dusty shelves in bookstores and libraries. Forget waiting for the bestsellers to come out in paperback or show up in secondhand stores. This is what book lovers have been waiting for, the electronic reader.
I've heard about this device, but I've never seen one.
Well, that's why we're here, to give you the opportunity to check out what's being offered today. There are a few models of electronic readers, and each one has its special features.
What exactly is an electronic reader?
Well, it is also known as a digital reader. It's a device that can store and display books on a screen. The new readers can download books, newspapers, and magazines using a Wi-Fi connection, wherever the service is available.
But I don't like reading on a screen. It strains my eyes.
The readers don't use a standard computer screen. They use an innovative and amazing technology known as e-ink or e-paper. It looks like you are reading a regular book. With some of the readers, you can even read in the dark.
But I can just read a regular book then.
Let's say you are commuting to work, or going on vacation, or just waiting at the dentist. You can read whatever you want, wherever you are, by instantly downloading it onto your digital reader. You can't do that with regular paper books.
I bet the new books aren't available to download when the paper books are.
Thousands of titles are available in ebook form, including the most popular modern fiction. Some of the readers come with classic ebooks.
Is it complicated to use?
Not at all. It's easy. It's pretty much the same as downloading music onto your MP3 player from your computer.
How much does all of this cost?
The ebooks are usually cheaper than hardcover or paperback books. As you can imagine, it costs less to create a digital version of a book. This results in savings for you. Also, fewer trees are cut down. Depending on the type of book, prices vary anywhere from just a few dollars to over $20. The cost of the actual electronic reader varies by brand. They range from $300 to $600. Here are some devices for you to look at and try out.